Ultimately, that's obviously a political decision, and it will be something that, as you say, our incoming administration will no doubt want to revisit. There are all sorts of issues here. One is about the role of government in people's lives and making sure that one only steps in to mandate things when there is a clear and present issue that needs immediate and strong action. I think, thinking of COVID, we have to think that we have to learn how to live with this virus. It is going to become endemic, and doing sort of stop-start approaches, mandating things, then relaxing things, doesn't really help and risks interrupting daily life in a way which becomes more of a problem than the thing we're trying to protect ourselves against. Obviously, respiratory viruses, they are a thing that recurs every year, and COVID is probably going to be in that mix long term. Whether it will be seasonal or not, we don't yet know, but it is going to be around with us for a very long time. The main thing that we're concerned about at the moment is not so much the level of infections per se, it's how that is translating into serious illness and the need for hospitalisation. So we do have to keep stressing that the vaccination programs are the strongest pillar of our defence against this.
From your perspective as Director of Public Health, do you want to see mandatory mitigations whilst the vaccination programme is further strengthened? What's the balance between the duty to what's right for the public and then what the politicians want?
It is always difficult because we do know with COVID that the kind of mantra is you need to go harder and faster than you might think you need to or want to. So we always do have to bear that in mind, and our politicians, the previous administration, were aware of that and took that into account, and I'm sure the incoming one will do so as well. But at the moment, I think from a public health perspective, the message is for everybody to think about how this plays out for themselves in terms of where they want to go and socialise. Do they want to avoid high risk, high crowded areas? Do they not? And how do they feel about the use of a face covering, trying to maintain social distancing? And of course, for everybody, thinking about hand hygiene, cough and sneeze hygiene, and so on.